This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on two-day visit to Vientiane in Laos from today. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Jaydeep Majumdar, said, during the visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 21st ASEAN-India Summit and 19th East Asia Summit. Mr. Majumdar informed that this will be the Prime Minister's 10th attendance at the ASEAN-India Summit. He said Prime Minister Modi is travelling to Vientiane at the invitation of Prime Minister of Laos, Son Say Sifandon. Mr. Majumdar said Prime Minister Modi along with other heads of states in government of ASEAN country will review the progress of the relation between India and ASEAN and also chart the future direction of the relationship. The first phase of 2nd Army's Commanders Conference for the year 2024 will be organized in hybrid mode at Gangtok in Sikkim from today. The two-day conference will serve as forum for senior commanders to review current operational preparedness, deliberate on critical strategies and outline future directives. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will address the senior leadership and will brief on the emerging security challenges and response of the Army in the security domain. During the conference, discussion will focus on critical national security issues and strategic aspects aimed at sharpening India's Army's war-fighting capabilities. The second phase of Army's Commanders Conference will be held in Delhi on 28th and 29th of October. The opening ceremony of Malabar 2024 under the aegis of Eastern Naval Command was held on board Indian naval ship Satpura at Visakhapatnam yesterday. The 28th edition of multinational maritime exercise that commenced on Tuesday would extend till 18 October 2024. Australia, Japan and US naval forces joined the host India for the opening ceremony of field training exercise yesterday. The ceremony and associated shore phases activity will follow by schedule at sea exercise in the Bay of Bengal. Renowned industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata passed away last night in Mumbai at the age of 86. He had been undergoing treatment at private hospital and was in critical condition. Chairman of Tata Sons N. Chandrasekharan confirmed Tata's demise in a statement. Mr. Chandrasekharan said, with an unwavering commitment to excellence, integrity and innovation, Tata Group under Ratan Tata's stewardship expanded its global footprint while always remaining true to its moral compass. Maharashtra government has announced that its final rites will be performed with full state's honour. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have expressed distress over demise of Padma Vibhushan and Padma Bhushan recipient and industrialist Ratan Tata. In social media posts, the president said, with the demise of businessman Ratan Tata, India has lost an icon who blended corporate growth with national building and excellence with ethics. In his condolence message, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that Mr. Tata was a towering figure of Indian industries whose contribution toward building a self-reliant Bharat will forever be an inspiration to entrepreneurs in India and beyond. In social media posts, Prime Minister said that he is deeply pained by Ratan Tata's passing away. Recalling his interaction with Ratan Tata, Mr. Modi said his perspective was very enriching. Mr. Modi said that Tata was forefront of championing cause like education, healthcare, sanitation and animal welfare in the country. The 38th National Games will be held in Uttarakhand from January 28 to February 14 next year. The complete program for National Games will be unveiled during the General Assembly meeting of the Indian Olympic Association set for 25th of this month. In addition to the National Games, Uttarakhand will host the Winter National Games. In men's cricket, India defeated Bangladesh by 86 runs in the second T20 international of the three-matches series at Arun Jaitley Stadium. In New Delhi last night, India has won three-matches series 2-0, chasing a target. In badminton, India shuttler Kiran George has progressed to men's singles pre-quarter final of Arctic Opus in 2024 in Vantaa, Finland yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.